not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Okay, we're back for our second hour of the Investigative Journal, and I hope you listened to the first hour, Debbie Pitts in Butler County, Missouri, talking about a number of mass graves there that were primarily put there, the over 300 bodies from these basically child abductees, what we talk about in the show a lot, the pedophile ring and other satanic activities going on that she's pinpointed that's never been brought to justice in her county, and that story is just incredible. We are waiting. We're trying to get Bob Dumas on the line, and we're going to discuss the prisoner of war issue this hour, but we have not yet got him, so we may have to go to Plan B for this hour. And in case we do, let me give out the phone number, 800-313-9443, and we will take your calls and discuss any subject. If Bob doesn't come on, we're going to talk about the prisoner of war issue and how that's been covered up in this country in about 3 minutes, if we can get Bob on the line. If not, we'll go to Plan B and take your calls and do an open hour. We very rarely do that on this show, but I got to do it more often. People tell me, Greg, have an open line so your listeners can chime in too. So maybe we can do that. So we'll give you the number out again, 800-313-9443. And in the first hour, I updated the Leo Wanta story. And I mentioned that story now is bogged down, and we still have a lot of trillions of dollars out there being ripped off. And at least through reading that story, you can get an idea of how they operate through these schemes, how Mark Rich, well, I even got an email that Mark Rich and Wanta were at one time working together, although Wanta says that he had was sent to Switzerland to arrest Mark Rich. So who do you believe in this story? I don't know. All we can do is do our best and try to get to the bottom of it. And if there's any Americans out there, people that have worked in this area before, people that have information about this story, please come forward and I'll talk to you about it. At this point, it has me perplexed in that we have all this money being given to the elite while these our economy is going to hell quickly. So Wanta came on as a white knight to return some of this money. But the question must be asked, why hasn't it been returned? It's been over 7 months since this deal. And you could say, yes, it is the criminal Bush administration blocking it. But I think it goes a little deeper than that, because he worked with these guys for a long time. And I have some new information that I'll reveal in the next couple days regarding his connections and other things with this money. So we're going to just keep going and see if we can get the truth. And we still hold out the offer for Mr. Cottrell to come back on and discuss some of the critics to this story, because we are not seeing a penny of it, any of the money. And all we hear is that the economy is going down the drain because of this deal. And is that just more propaganda and rhetoric to get the American people believing they have no hope anymore? That's a good question. We're going to come back. Hopefully we can get my guest. If not, we got a lot to discuss. I want to discuss the Tour of Hope, discuss the Citizens Candidate Party, and much more on how you can get involved with helping destroy the New World Order. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back, and we do have Bob Dumas on the line. He just stepped into his Connecticut home and is raring to go here and tell you this, the updates on the prisoner of war story. And Bob has been in this fight for over 50 years, started out when he was lied to by the government about his brother who was behind enemy lines in Korea. And Bob knew for a fact that his brother was alive when the government was telling him he was dead or missing in action. And this story grew to more than just Bob's brother, but to thousands of military men who have been left behind knowingly by our government. And if you parents are out there now thinking about sending your son to, or daughter to Iraq, think twice about it. Because if you want to hear this story, just think about how they'll treat your son and daughter, especially in this illegal war that's going to grow if we don't stand up and say no. Bob Dumas, it's always great to have you. How are you today?
Nice to be with you, Craig.
Yeah, I know you have a lot to update, but why don't you just begin? We have a full hour. We have an hour here to get into this story, and go ahead. Tell us what's new on the prisoner of war front.
Well, what's new on the prisoner of war front is that for 30 months now, we've only had one man missing in Iraq, which is unbelievable. With all the fighting that's been going on, house to house, and bombs being blown up, and people behind the lines of each other. And I cannot believe that only one man is missing in Iraq. Just can't believe it.
Okay.
And anyway, what's going on with the POW up to date right now is that the United States government is going to sign some kind of a deal with North Korea shortly to give them so many hundred tons of oil if North Korea does away with the nuclear issue, or puts it away for a while, or forever for that matter. But in the meantime, the United States is not talking about one of the main issues that's got to be brought up before they sign any peace agreement with North Korea, which they want to do later. And that is this. This is the prisoner of war issue. And I'll read you just a little bit of the, this is called the Corporal Roger A. Dumas Korean War Peace Treaty, POWMIA Initiative. Before a peace treaty between North Korea and the United States, UN command can be signed, officially ending the Korean War, there must be a resolution to ensure a full accounting of all American and UN command POWs and MIAs. In 1953, the Korean War hostilities ended with a signing of the armistice between North Korea and the United States. To this day, a peace treaty has never been signed to officially end the war because the final resolution to the exchange of POWs was never achieved. This is just part of what I read. That's what has to happen before they can sign a peace treaty with North Korea. So this is going to be interesting if they try to sit down and sign a peace treaty without getting our men out. Because we do know there's hundreds of men still being held in North Korea against their will.
And the American government knows this, too.
Huh?
And the American
government knows it. Of course they know it. Sure, they're the ones that are telling us. If you remember, Mr. Jennings, the former head of the Prisoner of War Office in the Pentagon, only about 2 years ago was in Japan, and he gave a story to the Tokyo Press, which he said, I have thousands of reports going across my desk in the Pentagon that thousands, not hundreds, thousands of Americans are being moved all over North Korea. What they do in North Korea is the political prison camp. There's maybe 200,000 political prisoners, Greg. And what they do is they put American prisoners in all of these prison camps, political prison camps. And just so the satellite pictures and whatever we have trained on North Korean political prisons don't get too close to these men, they keep switching them around to different positions and different political camps. This all came out in the documentary Missing, Presumed Dead by Colonel Young, who escaped as a defector from North Korea into the South Korean government. Now he's over here living in California. He's the one who gave that report.
So, yeah, amazing. And we're going to get into more of the cover-up that includes not only the Korean War, but the Vietnam War.
Yeah, but this is something right here you're really interested in. We can get prisoners out of foreign countries that are not ours, but we can't get our own out. Here's something I'm looking at. It was only 2005. I don't know if you heard about this, but there were 404 prisoners released in a U.S. brokered deal. These were the guerrillas that fought in Morocco for years, seeking independence for a vast expanse of mineral-rich desert. The United States expressed hope the release of these prisoners would provide momentum for the settlement of the three-decade dispute. The White House, which worries unrest could make it easier for terrorists to operate in the Sahara Desert, said the release was a product of quiet and intense diplomatic efforts among the United States, Morocco, and Algeria. Can you believe that one?
Yeah, you know what?
We sent four transport planes to fly these men into freedom. But we can't do it for our own prisoners. That's a good one.
Yeah, and the point here, and I went, you know, we should go back and talk about how this issue has been covered up and what they do for expediency's sake, and that is the Pentagon and all the big senators like Kerry and John McCain, mm-hmm. is they tell the families that these prisoners are dead.
Right.
And when actually they are not.
No.
And then when you have sightings of prisoners in Vietnam and Korea and other things, they dismiss it. And it's just a complete lie. And I just wonder, why are they doing this over the years? What is their motivation? You know, because the biggest one of their biggest slogans is, you know, we never leave any man behind.
That's a total lie. That's a total lie. Because in 1953, when I had dinner with Colonel Kossel, who was the military aide under President Eisenhower in 1953, he was in charge of the prisoner release in North Korea. And you know what he told Eisenhower? He says, listen, Mr. President, we got 80,000 Chinese and North Koreans that don't want to go back and live under communism. So what do we do with them? Do we send them to freedom or do we send them back? And, of course, at that time, we were trying to get everybody to turn from communist to a democratic way of living. So the answer was keep them, send them to Taiwan, Formosa, which is Taiwan today, send them to Japan, keep them in South Korea. And when the North Koreans and Chinese saw this, they did the same thing. They said, well, if you're not going to give ours back, we're not going to give yours back. That's why there was a truce instead of an agreement, you know, between both countries to settle the issue once and for all. It was a truce. But technically, mm-hmm. we were still at war all those years. It was because we walked away from the issue. That was it, in a nutshell. So every president we ever had in this country, except one, there was only one president was trying to get these men out of prison in China and North Korea, and that was Kennedy in 1961 when he became president. 1954 to 61, he was dealing with the Chinese government as a senator until he was elected president on the Joe McCarthy Committee, if you remember.
Right.
Yeah, they were
so
trying to get these men out.
Instead of dealing with the issue, they just told the families many of these men, all these men are dead behind enemy lines.
Yeah, they declared them all dead between, I'll tell you when, between September and May of 1954. Everyone was presumed dead and missing, presumed, whether you were alive or not, you're dead. That was it. Eisenhower said, presume them all dead. That way nobody will ask any questions. You give them the $10,000 policy, life policy. You give them a flag. Give them a Purple Heart. Case closed. Period.
Hmm.
That was it. I started this in 1952.
Yeah, and I want to go through. Why don't we start out going through this, and then we're going to also update what's going on Capitol Hill today. And how there's really no one, and how Kerry and John Kerry, and how the other senators, John McCain, are basically turning their back on their own military and the families who are searching still for their loved ones.
Right.
Many sightings in Vietnam, in Korea, and other places. But go ahead, tell us how this whole. We got about 3 minutes here, then we'll take a break. But start out. Tell us how this started for you. And how it progressed and how you were stonewalled.
I'll try to put it into perspective in a short order. In 1950, I was in Korea. In 1951, 2 and 3, I had 2 tours of duty in Korea. I came home in 53, the latter part of 53. And my mother said that we don't know what happened to him. And I said, well, we're going to find out one way or the other. I promise you I'll look for him the rest of my life until we find out what happened to him. And because they listed him as missing, presumed dead, said he was never a prisoner of war. Well, it took me 25 to 30 years to get into federal court to win my case and get a status change from missing, presumed dead to prisoner of war. As a matter of fact, it's the only case in the history of the United States government that ever went through federal court to get a status change. No one else has ever done it, Vietnam, World War II, Korea, or anywhere else. And the only reason it happened is because I had an honest judge, a federal judge, who watched me, who read about me for 20 years in my area, and decided to listen to the whole case, and the evidence was presented. Every other case was thrown out because the government lawyers had a lot of power, and they were able to get these people thrown out of court. I happen to have one of the most honest judges in the history of this country who wrote for the Supreme Court, Judge Emmett T. Cleary. And he's the one that allowed me to stay in the federal court. They tried every way to get me out, throw me out of court. Henry Kissinger flew into Hartford on a Friday night, talked to my judge for half an hour, tried to get me thrown out, but the judge wouldn't listen to him. That was it. So I won my case. And that was 1983, by the way, when I won the case. But since that time, I found evidence that my brother was a prisoner when we went into court. I was left behind with thousands of other men. But the only reason I went into court on a single case is because I didn't have a class action suit. I didn't really know most of the families that had men missing. So I had to go in on a single case. And I won my case. And I told that to all the other families in Washington when they came for meetings with the Pentagon, that if you want to get a status change, you got to go through federal court. Even though the government knew they were prisoners, they wouldn't change it for anyone else.
All right. So you got a federal court decision actually verifying that the military did what they did, and that is lie to you.
Yep.
And tell us, though, the irony of this story, because what they did afterwards. Well, listen, why don't we save that? The music caught up with me, and we have to take a short break. So we're going to get into the rest of Bob Dumas' story after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back with Bob Dumas. And Bob, we left off with you winning that federal case, the government or the courts agreeing with you that they lied to you about your brother's status in Korea. But tell us the irony about what happened afterwards, how they took the teeth out of this ruling. Go ahead. You there?
They turned around and presumed him dead again.
Yeah, so basically you get the ruling saying he's alive.
Yeah.
And then what did they do? How did they do that?
Your guess is as good as mine. Because first of all, they went into the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. But because it would generate so much publicity in New York City, they pulled it out of court. So the Army Secretary gave me a certificate saying they changed it to prisoner of war. But then he said they presumed him dead again. So I went back into court in the District of Columbia a few years later to bring the presumed dead issue out in the open, and the federal judge threw it out of court because the federal lawyers told the federal judge, Gilbert Green in Washington, that the government was a prevailing party in Hartford, Connecticut. I was a prevailing party, not the government. But the federal judge believed them instead of me. So it's still there now. It's still presumed dead.
Huh.
They fixed that one up, Roger Proper.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So basically what they did was they get the ruling from the judge.
Right.
Then the military goes and says, well, he was alive then, but now he's dead again. Now he's dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I go back in to get the presumption finding of death opened up again, and they throw it out because the lawyers lied to the judge that they were the prevailing party and I was the prevailing party. So he believed them instead of me. That's the way it works in Washington.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but you did get that ruling stating they did do that. So there is some teeth to that.
There is some teeth to it. It's the only one in the history of this country. And I wish that every family would look at this because they could do the same thing I did if they wanted to do it. But I think if they went in a class action suit on their sons and husbands and cousins or whatever, they could get it changed also the same way. Now, what I found out after the case was over, the U.S. attorney told me, well, now I can tell you the case is over. They've been carrying your brother and all these other men as prisoners anyway. He told me the truth. They may be going to court for 5 years to get a status change, and they were already carrying him as a prisoner. I got it right here now. They sent it to me after the court was over. I asked them what the status of my brother was. They said the status of your brother is a prisoner of war. That's it.
Just amazing. But you didn't stop there. You kept going, trying to get at the truth and hammering home how important this issue really is. Because if the military says, go fight for our country, leave them there, what kind of military is that? I mean, what kind of country is that that will lie to the people that have given their lives for this country? I mean, it's just incredible to me. And then the cover-up gets so deep, McCain and Kerry are involved, and they should be ousted just for this issue alone, not to mention many others. But let's continue on. I know people are interested. How did you continue fighting this issue? And tell us some of the things that happened to you over the years.
Well, I've testified 5 times before Congress on this issue. I've testified before the Veterans Committee. I testified before the Armed Services Committee. I testified before the Pennsylvania State Senate, even. And then I testified before Bob Dornan in 1996, the Committee on Veterans Affairs. I testified before John Kerry and John McCain, who walked away from me. They got up and walked out because they didn't want to hear the truth. John McCain and John Kerry, two of the biggest rats this country's ever produced as far as military men go. Because John McCain went to John Kerry when the hearings opened on Korea in 1992 and asked Kerry to close down the hearings on live Americans in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, China, North Korea, and the Soviet Union. And if he kept it, see, Kerry was way ahead of McCain. Kerry wanted to do business with Vietnam because his family was in business. And he's married to the Heinz Company, wife of the former Heinz Company chairman. And they wanted to do business with Vietnam. But as long as the POW issue was open, they couldn't do any business. But what they wanted to do was close it down. This didn't come from me. This came from Jim Lesure, who was the chief of staff of Senator Helms for 27 years. He said John McCain went to John Kerry to close the hearings down. And then Tracy Ursula, an investigator for the government on live Americans, who found live Americans in Vietnam and Korea in 1991 and 92, said the same thing Jim Lesure did, that they wanted to close the hearings down because they found out there were too many guys still living in Vietnam, Laos, and China, and North Korea. And if they kept the hearings open, they never would be able to do business with Vietnam. So what they did was they went to Clinton, President Clinton, got a trade agreement set up with Vietnam, and today they're living like kings because they're doing business with Vietnam, and our men are still there, and they're still in Laos, and they're still in North Korea. And the hearings were closed down 3 weeks later.
Right.
Honestly, God, I'm not kidding you. All that evidence came before that committee. And get this, the four investigators who investigated live Americans were never called before Kerry's committee. He was asked to call him, and he refused.
All right,
there's your answer right there.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break at the bottom of the hour here. We'll come back with Bob Dumas, continue with this story about how the government continues to lie about the thousands of prisoners of war that are still alive behind enemy lines. Back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and a quick program note before I get back to my guest, Bob Dumas, and we're discussing the POW issue and the cover-up of all of those thousands of soldiers who are still alive behind enemy lines from prior wars, and who knows what's going on in Iraq now. I mean, it's just a mess there, and if they did this before, you can bet they'll do it again, and they really don't care about the soldiers. They just use them. And, in fact, in this war right now, they're going to use our military and destroy it as a way to really destroy this country in the end. And we've talked about that many times on this show. So, Americans, wake up. Do not allow your children to go to this illegal war. And if they have no one to fight for them, let them go and fight themselves. That's all I say. if they really want to, this war, for what they say are good reasons, which are really bad reasons. But anyway, one program note, rbnlive.com is back on the air at that website. There was a little turmoil, and that's solved. So rbnlive.com is back up. You can listen live. The archives are, I just was told, are really coming along fine and should be up shortly, so you're going to get back to those free archives. And then I get a lot of emails. What's going on with alternative radio now? So let me explain it to you real quickly from my point of view, because I've been on both stations, and I, again, chose to come back to RBN a couple months ago. And the reason simply I did is because it's really an easier station for people to listen to, you listeners out there. The station makes it quite easy for you to get free archives. You can listen unabated to live shows, which on Genesis, they cut you off after a certain period of time, and the archives aren't free. And so I found when I went there, I wasn't getting as many listeners for that reason. And when I came back, I was warmly greeted by many, many listeners to RBN that loved me coming back. And the reason people listen is because it's very easy. And I think there's a little broader message on this radio station than on the other one. And so without casting any aspersions at either group, I, for reasons to get more listeners and to get the message out, chose to come back to RBN. And that's one reason. The second reason is there's a lot more benefits for a broadcaster here. So if you're thinking about broadcasting, if you got a new message out there, and I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people out that need to get on the air and talk, and I know the management here will listen to your stories. There's a lot more benefits here too. I mean, you get on shortwave, you also have a satellite feed, things that broadcasters don't get over there, and it's a little easier to make a living here at telling the truth. So if anybody's worried that there's only going to be one station, one big giant station like the Murdoch station and Fox and everything, no, RBN's going to continue. I've been told that. So I wanted to put my hat in the ring for saying, yeah, we need more than just one station out there. We need competition. We need voices. And I'm glad that RBN is continuing on, and it'll be stronger than ever. There's always little things that happen internally, infighting, things like that. That's normal in any business. And so things are okay for the listener. And in fact, I was checking up some statistics in December, and if these are correct, if these are wrong, correct, but I was checking that there were 7 million hits to the RBN monthly listenership to 3 to 4 million at Genesis. So it's interesting. Both stations do a good job, but there needs to be this friendly competition. So RBN will be here. And let me get on to my guest, Bob Dumas. I had to say that, Bob, because these messages need to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've helped you more than anyone to keep this message in front of the people, not just once, but to have you on periodically so that people don't forget. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I agree with it, 100%. The more you do, the more people you have listening, the better it is. It gets the word out.
Yeah, and so we have your story, which is, you know, amongst all the, you know, the 9/11, and we can go on and on, the problems facing our country, yours is one that needs to be heard loud and clear, because it really does show the corruption and the really lack of caring of human life amongst these people like John Kerry, who had the audacity to get and run for president of this country, and John McCain, who wants to run for president.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about McCain's real character and background, knowing him through this story, because what he did in Vietnam and what happened here.
First of all, his grandfather was Ambassador McCain of the Pacific Fleet during World War II. His father was Ambassador McCain during the Vietnam War in the Pacific. And John McCain was shot down in Vietnam. And when he was shot down, they looked at his dog tag and saw it was McCain and asked him if he was related to his grandfather and his father's name. And he said, yes, I am. And since that day forward, he was treated with kid gloves. He got injured in his parachute when he came down, and he took him to a hospital, which nobody else got when they were prisoners in Vietnam. They were mistreated. They were tortured. They were doing everything to them. And I've been reading lately where McCain said he was tortured for 7 years. He's a full-class liar, because the ex-POWs that were with him in Hanoi knew that he wasn't tortured and also knew that he was giving propaganda broadcasts against our own country. How many people know this? Well, what he did was, to keep it secret, he went to the Senate in 1996 and had everything classified on his captivity so nobody could look at his background. And believe me, it's still classified. The only way it can be unclassified is if the armed services opens up hearings on the POWs and subpoenas those classified documents before the committee. And he's going to try to stop that also, believe me.
And I've had people come on the show, including you, who said McCain wasn't even in Vietnam for a period of that time, that they
He was taken to Czechoslovakia for several weeks in Czechoslovakia. I guess he was given a good time over there and then brought back. But talking to the ex-POWs that knew him in the prisons in Hanoi, the only ones that backed him up were probably the instigators that were collaborators with the enemy. We did have collaborators in Korea and Vietnam.
Yeah, so McCain then, he goes and covers up his own records, right?
He had them classified.
Right. So now he's out there saying that
he's a rat. He's a first-class rat. I can't help it. He's a rat. A man should be... Listen, him and Kerry both, when they were chairman and McCain was on a committee, and when Steve Kiba, who was a prisoner of war in China for 3 years and tortured for 3 years, and was released in 1955 only because Kissinger and Bush went to China in 1972 and got him out at that time. Only because of that McCain is still walking around today, because he was one of the most damaging prisoners of war this country's ever had against his own country, and that was John McCain. But when Steve Kiba came to testify before McCain and Kerry, Steve looked at the people in front of him. What did he see? He saw one man sitting there, and that was Vice Chairman Bob Smith, Senator Smith from New Hampshire. McCain got up and left, Kerry got up and left, and all the other senators got up and left. They didn't want to sit there and hear this man, who was a prisoner for 3 years in China, tell his story. Because if he had sat there and listened, this hearing would have never been closed down. It took
amazing.
Off.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And McCain covers up his true background in
Vietnam. He's a liar. He's a first-class liar. Every time he opens his mouth, he's lying. He hasn't told the truth since he was born.
And to back up what you're saying, why would he cover up his records if he's not hiding something? And two, if he is a true patriot and American, why wouldn't he help his fellow soldiers who are behind enemy lines, and he knows for a fact they're still alive, correct?
Right, right. Because the Missing Persons Bill, the 1995 Missing Persons Bill, which was written by a friend of mine from Indiana and given to the Senate and the House passed it 404-0. When it went to the Senate was going to pass it, but then McCain got stepped in there. He didn't want this passed because it would open the door to his background, and he didn't want anybody looking at his background as a prisoner of war in Hanoi. So what he did was, in the Missing Persons Bill, it said that a family member like myself could hire a government lawyer or a private lawyer and pay for it by the government to investigate your son or brother or husband's case. When McCain saw this, he went into the Senate. He had the lawyers taken out of the bill. He had several other things taken out of the bill. His background was taken out of the bill. And all the backgrounds of all the prisoners in Vietnam were taken out and classified with his. So nobody could look at it. No one can look at this background. This is one of the worst persons that we've got in this country, and he's running for president again. I wouldn't vote for him if he was the last man on earth. Believe me, this man is guilty of sin.
Yeah, and, it's easy to see just by his cover-up of his own records that he doesn't want to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And you say that he was gone from Vietnam for a year in some cushy hotel.
Well, they did the same thing. Sure, they did the same thing in Korea. We had John Downey from Connecticut, who was shot down in Manchuria in 1951. Him and Fecto from Massachusetts, they were CIA agents. They were brought into China and put in a prison. But Downey and Fecto were given free trips all over Moscow and went to the University of Moscow to learn more. So they were more or less collaborators with the enemy. Today, I still say today that John Downey is a double agent. He's working for Russia and he's working for this country, both.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention how you were greeted by the media again, so people understand that they're also covering to this day covering this story up. And tell us your encounters with Dan Rather, which is interesting. in 60 Minutes.
Oh my God! Dan Rather. a good friend of mine, Linda Kim, I said this before in the air, Linda Kim was a producer of 48 Hours. Dan Rather ran that show. Peter Van Sant is on that program as a correspondent. I met Linda in New York City at a meeting about 7 years ago. She's been trying to get this on the air for the past 6-7 years, and Dan Rather wouldn't let her do it. Every time she went to him to put this on the air about a live American, he'd stop her right there and said, "We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that." So finally, one day.
And
she
also would say, "Is that Dumas involved? I don't want to get near him."
Yeah. She called me one day. She says, "I can't talk to you no more because Mr. Rather said stay away from you." I said, "Why would he say that?" And she says, "I asked him that too." And he says, I told you to stay away from him." A week later, she resigned from her job. So they told me at CBS that she resigned. We haven't found her. She's been missing for 2 years, and we haven't found her. Yeah, 2 years she's been missing.
And I know you've been looking for her, and you've had a number of other people.
Yeah, had people all over the country looking for her. I had the South Korean government newsmen looking for her. I had people in San Francisco, the Hawaii, all over this country. We cannot find a trace of this young girl. Beautiful woman, about 25 years old, a good producer. She was doing the little girl that was murdered in Colorado at the time. She resigned. I don't believe she resigned, but that's what they told me. She resigned. Why would she resign? Because she was trying to get this on the air. And then Rather told her to stay away from me, and that was the end of it. And we haven't found a sense, and that was the end of it.
Well, you know what? Near Austin, let me tell you this, and I'm just going to put this out on the air. There's a lot of people from the Texas area listen. If you – Dan Rather lives on Lake Travis there now, retired. Why don't you guys down in Texas drive by there and leave a note or something and ask Dan where Linda Kim is right now, his producer.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah, and he lives right on Lake Travis. I know people that have driven by his lakefront home there. So ask Dan if you see him out in the mall or if you see him shopping. Remember, ask him where Linda Kim is at, his ex-producer. Maybe he knows.
And get this, Greg. Right after she disappeared, I get a call about 6 months later from 48 Hours. It was from Peter Van Sant. And he had picked up a Newsweek magazine that had a story about myself and my brother in it in the year 2000. It was written by Melinda Kim in China, a Beijing, China correspondent for Newsweek. And he wanted to do this story. He said, we want to go into North Korea. We believe there's a live American still being held from the Korean War in North Korea. Would you go with us? I said, yeah. So he said, can you send us some documents? I sent him 80 documents the following day by Federal Express. Guess what? Never heard another word. That was the end of it. Never heard nothing. Nothing. And they wouldn't talk to me anymore. Every time I called them, they said, we can't talk. They hung up. And that was it.
Yeah, so another example of how the government is working together with our media. We have no free media in this country.
No,
it's just
no more.
Bad as it was in Russia or Nazi Germany.
No.
And Americans still, you know, believe it. I mean, you just don't believe anything they say on those shows.
No.
And it's just amazing to me how they've controlled almost everything in this country so far. And that's why you saw 9/11. That's why you're seeing more terrorist attacks, these phony terrorist attacks, because they know that they have most everything in place to do what they want, and it's
tell
just
me
sad.
Something. Excuse me, Craig, but tell me something. I understand what you're saying, but tell me, why does the Council on Foreign Relations allow newsmen to sit on their council?
Yeah.
Dan Rather belongs to it. Dan Rather's on it. Diane Sawyer's on it. Barbara Walters is on it. Jennings was on it before he passed away. Tom Brokaw sits on the Council on Foreign Relations. These are the people that I talked to that programmed, and they said, we can't do nothing with you. And he hung up on you.
Because all those guys are involved with the New World Order scheme.
Yeah, they are.
And they are all bought and paid for. That's why they know that if they ever talk about this stuff, their career is over.
Yep.
They're not one of the team players. And they are actually paid millions of dollars. Dan Rather, in fact, just donated $2 million. I mean, the guy's a wealthy man to his former university. But they're paid this money to not tell the truth. Keep you away from the truth, and you're a perfect example. That's what they've done to you, haven't they?
Right, right. Listen to this now. 1992, I'm sorry, it was on November the 10th. Colonel Corso, the one I told you about, was the chief of staff of Eisenhower, had a news conference at the Press Club in Washington on a Monday morning. I was there. All the major networks were in that room, and that's when he said, I should have came out 40 years earlier and told the truth about our prisoners that never came out of Korea and China and the Soviet Union during the Korean War. And he turned around and he said, oh, by the way, he said, before I finish my speech here, I want you newsmen to know in this room that the CIA, our Central Intelligence Agency, has paid your companies under the table to keep their mouth shut about the prisoners in North Korea, China, and the Soviet Union. And he says, and even Vietnam and Laos.
Yeah.
And he says, guess what? They're still paying them today to keep their mouth shut. Honest to God.
Yeah, they're paying the news agencies, they're paying the owners of these news companies probably millions of dollars just to keep the POW issue out of those.
Right.
And of course, who is this guy that said that now? So people know?
Colonel Castle, and guess what? He was working for 35 years in the Defense Intelligence. He was still working for him when he said this, and he died 9 months after he testified. He died 9 months later after he testified, and they said it was a suspicious death. And they never had an autopsy or anything. That was
Yes, another assassination.
Another
right. Just amazing what goes on. And I know, you know, we're going to come back. We've got a short break here. We're going to come back and then talk about what's going on now on Capitol Hill, if you're getting any support. And we'll be back with Bob Dumas for our final segment on the Investigative Journal.
What it's done.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true, that there's none so blind as those who will not see.
And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and we're going to update now in the last few minutes here with Bob Dumas about what's happening on Capitol Hill now about the POW issue. I know former Congressman Bob Dornan's been on my show with you regarding this. I know he's behind you, even though he's not in Congress. That led to him being kicked out of ushered out of Congress, right?
Yeah, he was so close to the live issue and was getting ready to really bring it all out in the open that his own party forced him out of office. They put money against him with the opposing party, a Democrat, to beat him in California. Twice they did this. He ran twice in California to get back in to finish the job he started as chairman of the Veterans Committee on Investigations on POWs and MIAs. And his own party got him out. He's never forgot it. He has never forgot it. He spent 20 years in Congress, and he found out there were live Americans being held in Vietnam and Korea, and the evidence was there. On the last day of his hearings, he had an 11-hour closed-door hearing behind closed doors, and he says, what was brought in behind closed doors will make your head spin about live Americans. But he wasn't able to finish the job because they got him out of office. And now he's thinking about running for president. I haven't decided yet. I hope he does. If he doesn't, well, that's up to him. But I hope he does because we need people like him in Washington.
Also, all right, so what's in the last couple of minutes here, what's going on now?
Right now, we got two things going on. I may not be able to tell you everything that's going on, but it's exciting.
Yeah, make sure you bring up this video you have.
What is it?
I want you to also tell people where they can buy this video.
That's www.missingpresumeddead.com. www.missingpresumeddead.com.
Okay.
First of all, Greg, we have two things going on here. We have a gentleman who's going to run for president announcing it on April 1st or April 2nd coming up. He's very well known in Congress. He's one of the you know who he is. I'm not going to tell you, but you know who he is when I say this. He's a gentleman that gave 580 documentaries of this missing presumed dead to every senator and congressman last year and never heard back from him. Never heard back from anyone. Now, he's the guy that's going to run. And then if he does run, this issue will be brought out in the open. The second thing is that a radio announcer, internet radio announcer, I don't know, you know Deanne Burley from Chicago?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, Deanne is...
She's on a Saturday night here. Yeah,
she's putting together a candlelight ceremony in Chicago in the second week of May. I asked her to hold it in the second week of May because of the weather in Chicago in April. You know, it's not too good. But anyway, she's putting it together for a parade, a candlelight ceremony, and I think the Vietnam Veterans Museum is going to let them show the documentary in their museum. Plus, she's invited every presidential candidate to speak there. The main speakers would be two people that I know of about POWs. Would be Bob Dornan, if he runs, and the gentleman I just talked about. We'll talk about.
Are you going to that, Bob, too?
I don't know yet. It all depends. It all depends how I feel at that time. But I'm trying.
That's my hometown, Chicago. Maybe I'll make a visit.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Don North, who was an anchorman for NBC and for many years, and he's going to be there. So.
He's on the show too. Yeah, we have Don on. We've had Don on talking about this issue too. Yeah, are you there?
Yep. Yeah,
okay, we're all out of time, Bob. I want to thank you so much. Go to www.missingpresumeddead.com. You can get the video that really tells you the story about the POW issue. That was Bob Dumas. He'll be back with us. We're all out of time. And until tomorrow at the same time, same place, good afternoon.